On this day, 2 months ago, the unthinkable happened. An attack on the Naval and Marine Reserve Base killed six, including the shooter, and forever changed the way we view our city. I'm speaking with a mother who spent a frightening day with her children at the Tennessee River Park. About 100 yards on the other side of the military base that was attacked on July 16th lies the playground for the Tennessee River Park. 2 months ago, it was a beautiful sunny day, and Stephanie Pyle was at the park with six of her eight children participating in a nature program with Hamilton County Parks and Recreation.
Maureen Davis was doing a nature program, and Ranger Wayne Gann was there with us that day.
When did you first realize something was wrong?
We took a nature walk, and during the walk, we heard three shots fired. It startled both Maureen and I enough that we backtracked a few steps so that we could look at the operations base, so that we could see if we saw something that was going on. We saw a few Marines moving around outside the base, but nobody looked like there was a dangerous situation at that point. So we just continued on our walk. Then a few minutes later, we heard some more sounds and saw more Marines jumping the fence and running. And then we heard a lot more gunshots. And the siren started after that, and we realized that maybe perhaps it wasn't a drill.
When you saw these Marines, they were jumping the fence, where were they running toward?
Towards the maintenance field, the maintenance building of the river park.
Were there families and children playing in the playground or around that area?
Surprisingly, there were not a lot of people at the park that day. I was shocked at how few people there were. I mean, there were still about 60 of us in the compound that day after, you know, everybody was gathered. But there were not very many children and families.
What happened with you and your children and the Rangers?
Well, when we heard the sirens, Mrs. Davis suggested that we cut our walk short and go back up towards the playground away from the boat dock area. Basically, we were walking away from the operations base, which was a good decision. But it was after we came into view of the Fry Center and the playground again that we saw Ranger Gann, and he was running towards us, yelling at us to run. It was at that point that we realized that things were serious.
You said your six younger children. What age ranges are we talking?
The baby is 21 months, and the oldest one with me that day was 12 years old.
You've got a mix of ages. Some of them probably not very fast runners.
No, ma'am. I'm not a very fast runner with a stroller. I've taught my children that when a law enforcement officer tells you to do something, you do it. I just kept encouraging them to run as fast as they could.
Once you got to the Fry Center and the maintenance area, is that where mm-hmm. you were headed?
The Fry Center is still a ways away from the maintenance building. So as we were running, Ranger Gann told us to run behind the monuments. There's some monuments there in the park, and he told us to run behind those things so that we'd be protected. We had to keep running. You have to run under the bridge and on up into the maintenance. It's a little bit of a distance when you're not used to running.
They locked down the park.
Mm-hmm.
And during the time frame, if you look at a timeline after the shooting, law enforcement were not sure if there was anyone else involved. So the park was locked down and was being searched rather heavily. You, your children, and everyone else at the park were pretty much trapped.
We were.
Where did you spend that time?
We were in the break room of the maintenance building compound. There's a fenced-in compound where they keep the machines and the trucks and things. They have a small break room in there, and they put us all in that building and closed the door and told us to just stay down away from the windows.
So now you're in a building for several hours.
Honestly, I don't even know. I lost track of time. I'm not sure when they let us out, but I would say that it was a couple of hours at least.
And how did you keep those children occupied in what is a relatively small room during that time?
It was a challenge. The baby fell asleep, so that helped a little bit. But Mrs. Davis interacted with the kids quite a bit just to help ease them as far as being nervous about what was going on. She was really great about making it her job to be sure that we were okay. She was really great about interacting with the kids and talking to them and just trying to keep them occupied so they wouldn't think about what was going on.
So you had park personnel and park rangers helping you get to safety. Was anyone else involved?
The only people really helping myself and my children getting to safety were Ranger Gann and Mrs. Davis. Ranger Gann knew we were out there taking a nature walk, and so he was looking for us. There were Marines that as they were running, they were helping other people. I know one Marine carried a child to the building. it was just Ranger Gann, and he just kept telling us to run, and Mrs. Davis behind me, and she just kept saying, run, you know, go to safety.
Was there a time when someone came and told you what had happened?
A couple of times, military personnel came into the break room to speak to us. He didn't really give us a lot of information. Mrs. Davis was somewhat of a liaison for us, although they wouldn't give her much information, so it was hard for her to give us much information. They did try their best, I think, to tell us what was going on, but I did not find out how the whole day had unfolded until about 5 o'clock that evening when I was at the police service center.
I'm sure it had to have been frightening for you and the children. Was there any point in time where you feared for your life?
Honestly, no. I suppose I should have been more concerned when I heard shots fired at the park. I was just caught off guard because there's an operations base right there. And so I figured we were safe.
Some of the unsung heroes of that day 2 months ago include park maintenance people that shared their snacks with the families. Stephanie Pyle and her children are still working through some of the issues since that day. But the actions of Maureen Davis, Ranger Gann, and other parks and recreation employees helped this family stay safe. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.